Okay, so we start a new sugya today. The Gemara starts Tanur Rabbanan on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. After we finish Shinui Makom, Tzarech Levarich, Rein Tzarech Levarich, Tanur Rabbanan, Bnei Chabura Shei Mesubin V'Kiddush Alein Hayom. A bunch of guys in a group were sitting and they were having a meal, and all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos, Kiddush Alein Hayom. What do you know? Sun sets and it becomes Shabbos. So Mevi'in Lo Kosh Shal Yayin, they bring a Kosh Shal Yayin, Va'omer Lov Kiddushas Hayom, they say Kiddush, Visheni Omer Lov Birchas Hamazon. Then they bench. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is Kiddush first, and then they bench. So says Rashbam, Hachi Garsinan. First of all, he says, here's the Girsa. Tan Rabban, Bnei Chaburushay Mesubin V'Kiddush Alein Hayom. Mevi'in Lo Kosh Shal Yayin. Va'omer Lov Kiddush Hayom. Be'emtza Su'udaso. He adds in. They say Kiddush. When? Right then in the middle of the meal. They do not finish the meal at that point. Vasheni miyad omer lav birchas hamazon umafsik. The second cup, right away they say birchas hamazon, then they stop. What does that mean? Are they stopping the meal or are they not stopping the meal? Says Rashbam, Kedam Rabbi Dula'el, Umiyu hol v'yigir shas kiddush sarach l'kaddish t'chila. Meaning, you're going to stop the meal, but since it's already time for Kiddush, you don't bench first, you say Kiddush first. So Kiddush first, then benching, then you go on. Lashon Acher Garsinan, Rishon Omer Lov Birchas HaMazon, Sheni Omer Lov Kiddush Hayom. A different Girsa has it that you reverse the Kosos. That first you bench, then you say Kiddush. But either way, stop in the middle of the meal, Kiddush, benching, and you move on. Or benching, Kiddush, and then you move on. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel V'Holichat Shetach Shach. Rabbi Yossi says, nah, just keep going. Keep eating. Ochel V'Holich till you finish your entire Suda. And that's Rabbi Yossi again, the Shita, so we saw this all at the beginning of the parak. Says the Gemara, Gamru Kos Rishon, or says the Braisa rather, when they finish, Gamru, when they finish the Su'udah, Gamru, as Rashi Rashbam both had, Su'udasan, when they finish the Su'udah, Kos Rishon, Mevarichal of Birchas HaMazon, the first Kos, you bench on Vasheni, Omer Lov Kiddush Sayom, and then the second Kos, you say Kiddush. Frek the Gemara, wait a second, you finish the meal, you need to say Kiddush, you need to bench. Amai, why do I need two cups? Nimrinu l'travayu achad akasa. Why can't I say both Kiddush and benching on a single kos? So Amar Avunam Rav Sheshes, Einam Shtei Kiddush Sal Kos Echad. Because you don't. You don't say Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon on the same kos. We don't do that. Says Gemara, I know, you just said we don't do that, but my taima, why don't we do that? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, L'fi Shein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Because Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. We don't do mitzvos in bundles. And because we don't do mitzvahs and bundles, that's why we don't say a double Kiddush, a Kiddush and a Birchas HaMazon on the same kos. Frek the Gemara, really? Is that a rule? That ain't us in mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos? You don't do mitzvahs and bundles? Vatanya, hanichnas lebeis al motzai Shabbos. A guy comes home on motzai Shabbos. Mivarech ala yayin v'ala ma'or v'ala besamim. You make a bar priya gofen bari mara esh bari v'ne besamim. V'achar kachomer avdala ala kos. And then you say Avdallah on that coast. Ve'imein lo ala kos echad. And if you have only one coast, manich alachar amazon, save it until after you finish. Malav malka, umishal shalon kulon liachrav. And then use that coast for Avdallah and benching and everything all together. So don't you see you're using one coast for multiple mitzvahs, for Birchas HaMazon and for Avdallah? How can you tell me this rule ain't also mitzvahs chavilos chavilos? We see very clearly we do mitzvahs in bundles. We're doing multiple mitzvahs on a single coast. And so Gemara, the obvious answer, ain lo shiny. That's a case where you only have one coast. So what's the chiddush of this line of the Gemara? That yes, we have a rule ain't also mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. That is a din l'chadchila. But b'di'eved, we would do mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Meaning, given the option of just not benching ala kos, or using the same kos for kiddush and for benching, we'd sooner use the same kos for kiddush and for benching. We'd rather sacrifice chavilos chavilos than sacrifice kiddush ala kos or birchas hamazon ala kos. Which means to say, l'chora, if I were to ask you, reading this Gemara, let's say a person does mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Is he mekayim the mitzvah? Is he ma'akev the mitzvah? So pashas of this Gemara, certainly he's mekayim the mitzvah. Because the Gemara tells us, when ein lo, when you have only one kos, so you could do mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So it sounds like it doesn't affect the mitzvah. You are mekayim the mitzvah. Frekta gemara vayitirva yom tov shchali yosachar shabbos di islay. What about yontif that falls out after Shabbos, where obviously you have plenty of wine? Why is it so obvious you have plenty of wine? Because it's the beginning of yontif. Who doesn't stock up on wine for yontif? Rosh Bam says that filu ani should be solo yivchasol amei arbakosos. Remember, we learned in the Mishnah that no matter how poor you are, everyone gets dalid kosos. Even if you have to collect it from tzedakah, the gabbai tzedakah know that they have to give you dalid kosos, so everybody's got wine. V'yamar Rav, and Rav still says, on your one kos of wine, you should say, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kos. So says the Gemara, no. Amri mi delomer. So bottom line, so you see that we do mitzvahs with chavilos, even though you obviously have many cups of wine. And says the Gemara, no. Amri mi delomer zman mechlal de b'shvi shal pesach haskinan. Rav said, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, whatever happened to Shechianu? Why isn't he talking about Shechianu? Elamai, from the fact that he doesn't mention Shechianu, must be a yantif where there's no Shechianu. What's the one yantif that there's no Shechianu? Shvi Yishal Pesach. Shmini Atzeres is a new yantif, so there's Shechianu. Shvi Yishal Pesach, no Shechianu. By Shvi Yishal Pesach, it could be the Kolmei Dehavale Yachale. It could be that whatever wine you had is gone already by Shvi Yishal Pesach. So when Rav says, Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdala, one goes, it's because he's assuming that's all you got. What? But Rav is so much Shvi Yishal Pesach only. Shvi Yishal Pesach only. Right. So says the Gemara, V'leslei, V'hayom tov rishon di islei, V'amar abaye yak zinav, Rav amar yak nahaz. Granted, you can't prove anything from Rav, but what about a case where we are saying Shechianu? Like on the first day of Yantif. And still Abaye says, Yayin, Kiddush, Shechianu, Ner, Havdalah, all on one coast. And Rava says, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman, all on one coast. And you have plenty of wine. Ella, Havdalah, V'Kiddush, Chadim, V'Sihi. Birchsamaz, V'Kiddush, Trey, Milininu. Says the Gemara, Enos, Mis, Chavilus, Chavilus is an ironclad rule. If you only have one kos, we'll ignore Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, but if you have multiple cups of wine, you cannot do multiple mitzvahs on one kos. But Havdalah and Kiddush are not multiple mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah, it's Chada Milsa, it's one theme. And because it's one theme, that's not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. Chavilos Chavilos take two things that have two totally separate themes and stump them both on one kos. That we don't do. But take two things that have the same theme, like Havdalah and Kiddush. And keep in mind, this is Havdalah and Kiddush for two separate days. It's Havdalah for Shabbos and the Kiddush for Yantif. And still we say, yeah, but it's the same theme. So we discussed a little bit about the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Havdalah and how they relate to each other. And how Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh, according to the Shittas HaRambam, means the Chnisaso, the Yitziaso, both Havdalah and Kiddush, and they may be thematically linked, and that clearly fits with this line of Gemara. But we're focused now on the Enos Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos element. That if you have two separate themes, they cannot go on one coast unless all you have is one coast.
Yeah, I'm saying to Raya that Havdalah is not Dafka for full, meaning it's not saying this is Shabbos that's full, this is Shabbos that's not Shabbos. As opposed to Kiddush Yantiv also. You're saying it's not that was whole and this is not Yom Tov. That this is Yom Tov that was not Yom Tov.
Meaning that say it again.
If you say the only way that they look that they're connected, this Kiddush and Havdalah is connected. If you use Mahalath, let's say that what's Havdalah coming to do is coming to say that this is Shabbos and this is not Shabbos, right? It could be Yom Tov. But it's not Shabbos.
So by defining whatever the next day is with right. Kiddush, it's the same thing as Havdalah because you're defining that it's no longer that day. Right, very good. Right, it's mimavdil between the etzem character of two separate days, whether it be Kodesh and Chol or Kodesh and Kodesh. But they're two different Kedushas. So I wanted to spend some time, a good deal of time, focusing on Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. I have a soft spot in my heart for rules governing mitzvos because my brother wrote a whole sefer on rules governing mitzvos. So I wanted to focus on. We'll use a lot of what my brother had to say on this topic in the last few pages of the Mar Makomos. You'll notice several pages from my brother Sefer, essentially the entire chapter on Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos. This is not a photocopy from the Sefer. This is from the galleys when he, you know, when he asked me to edit it. So it probably has gone through a few changes since then, if you actually have the Sefer. But anyway, we'll see as we go step by step. First thing, before we get to anything else, just the basic. The basic discussion of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos is, you know, whenever we deal with any rule, we have to figure out whether it's Rabbanan or Daraisa, and what the Svara is. Is there a Svara in play? So let's work with Svara. Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Gemara says, we don't do mitzvos in bundles. So simple question. Why not? Why don't we do mitzvos in bundles? What's wrong with doing mitzvos in bundles? What's wrong with doing Birch Samazim and Kiddush on the same coast? I'm using the same coast for both of them. I would think it's so appropriate. Hol vas uchad mitzvah nasa mitzvah achrita. We have such a concept. The Gemara says or the post can point out that if you have a lulav that you used on Sukkot, what do you do with it after Sukkot is over? So Shulchan Aruch says that a nice thing to do is to save it, to use it for the wood, for the fire, for burning chametz. Why? Why would you use a lulav? What does that have to do with the other? Nothing really. But once you did one mitzvah with something, you try to do another mitzvah with it also. It's appropriate. Do multiple mitzvahs. Isn't that the opposite of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? I thought you're not supposed to take the same Chavs HaShul Mitzvah and attach two mitzvahs onto it. So what's the Svara exactly of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? So if you look in Rashi, Masech HaSota, Daf Chesam and Aleph, where this concept comes up. So Rashi writes very simply, Shenira Kimosha Hayolav Lamasui Umimahir Lefarik Masa'o. There's an expression, killing two birds with one stone. When does one kill two birds with one stone? If, let's say, you have a favorite restaurant. Let's say Sushi Mitzian. We're in Leif Shlomo, so. You have a favorite restaurant. And there's like a dish that you love to eat there. And there's a side dish also that you enjoy very much. So let's say it's steak and French fries. So, what do you do when the steak and the French fries come? Do you say, oh, quickly, let's take the French fries, put it on the steak, fold it up, and just stuff it in my mouth as quickly as possible? That way I'll kill two birds with one stone. I want to eat the steak and I want to eat the French fries, but this will kill two birds with one stone. Exactly. You would never do that. Why would you not do that? Because you don't want to kill two birds with one stone. You want to eat it slowly. You want to savor the taste of each. You want to enjoy the taste of each. So you cut a piece of the steak, make a bracha with kavana, you put it in your mouth and you chew on it slowly and you enjoy the juices of the steak or whatever. And the French fries you'll take when they're crispy, not slobbed on a steak. When they're crispy and you'll eat the crispy, delicious French fries. And ketchup, yeah. Mit the ketchup, okay. So, says Rashi, I know it's lunchtime. Says Rashi, Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. What does it say about a mitzvah if you just like throw them all on one coast? Let's get it all done. Let's get all of them done. Let's go. Mitzvah, mitzvah. So it says that you're not savoring each mitzvah properly. And it's like a burden. You're just trying to get rid of it. And it shouldn't be a burden. It should be something that one savors. Tosfos also has that expression, Demechsi Alei Kemasa. That it's like a masa, it's like a burden that a person has. And you don't want it to appear like a burden. That's how Rashi says, that's how it tells it. It's a disrespect to both mitzvahs when you do chavilos, chavilos. You're disrespecting both mitzvahs. Says Tosfos Maseches Moed Katan, though, and Daf Chesam and Beis. Tosfos discusses the concept of Moed Katan, Lefisha Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Ein Nosin Nashim B'Moed, the Gemara Moed Katan talks about. That we do not get married on Yantif. Why not? It's such a great time to get married. Everyone's off. Right? People have to take off anyway. It's a happy time. Why not? Get married on Yantif. Okay, Pesach I hear, like catering a Pesach wedding must be a disaster. I did a Pesach bris for my son Yisrael Yaakov. It was like, you know, they charge you twice the price to serve potatoes and matzah, you know, like there's not, but whatever. Okay. Sukkot's supposed to be challenging. All right, I hear it. But the it also deals with why is it that Enos and I just said. So the Gemara says, "Vishen Marvin Simcha b'Simcha." We already have one Simcha. We don't mix in another Simcha with this Simcha. So says Tosfos, "Gzeres Hakasuv." Who said "Ein Marvin Simcha b'Simcha"? Meaning the Gemara says, "Oh, there's a rule. Who wrote that rule? That ain't Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. Maybe you should be Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. Maybe each Simcha enhances the other, and it's a great, beautiful, wonderful thing to do to be Ma'ariv Simcha b'Simcha." Who wrote that rule that ain't Marvin Simcha b'Simcha? So Tosfos says, "Gzeres Hakasuv, Gidarsh Lakaman Mikra the Shloma." The Gemara is going to have a drasha. The Gemara might cut it as a drasha from a pasuk. Fine. Ubi Yerushalmi Darsh Midichsiv Mlei Shavu Azos. Yerushalmi Darshins from Mlei Shavu Azos. What's that about? When Yaakov marries Leah, and he says, "I wanted Rachel, you tricked me." So Lavan says, "You got to wait till what? Till after Sheva Brachas. Then you can marry her, but you got to wait till after Sheva Brachas because you can't be married with the two Simchas." Vitam Nirek Tzas, says Tosos, but it seems a little bit that the reason might be the Kemosha Einos in Mitzvos Chavilos to be Nanshe Liboy Panoi Le Mitzvah Achas Velo Yifne Atzmo Emeno Vechein Simcha B'Simcha Ye Liboy Panoi B'Simcha. It's unbelievable. Tosos says, you want to know why Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha? It's the same reason that Einos in Mitzvos Chavilos. The obvious reason. Why is it that Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos? But then Tosas veers, and he says something a little different than what Rashi and Tosas said in Masachas Sota. Instead of saying, "Oh, it's the same reason, because Nirakim Masu, it's disrespectful. It shows attitudinally that you're not treating the Mitzvah properly." Says Tosos, "No. It's obviously because Shehei Libo Panoi LeMitzvah Achas. We want you focused on a mitzvah. We don't want anything else to take away your focus from the mitzvah. So when you do mitzvahs, chavilos, you're not going to be properly focused on one mitzvah. So it's not a din in a bizayon to the other mitzvah. It's a din in a lack of focus in the mitzvah that you're trying to do. They're similar, not exactly the same. One is much more of a negative, and one is a lack of a positive. That it's a bizayon to throw mitzvahs together, or that it's a lack of focus that one is not going to be able to have proper kavana on the mitzvah." Now, it should be pointed out, when we say you're not going to have a proper kavana on the mitzvah, it doesn't mean that if you hold mitzvah shrichs kavana, you're not going to be yotze. There is a machlokas in Gan Shas, machlokas Tanoi, machlokas Amran, machlokas Rishonim, where the mitzvah shrichs kavana or mitzvah ain't shrichs kavana. Do you need kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah? So what? If you're going to say that I need kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah, then maybe I should say that if I do mitzvahs chavilos, and you hold like Tosfos in Moed Katan, that I'm not able to focus when I'm doing mitzvahs chavilos, so maybe that's a lack of kavanah, and therefore I'm not yotzei the mitzvahs. Which is against our Gemara, because our Gemara said you are yotzei the mitzvahs when you do them chavilos. Right? When you have only one kosa, can work. So the truth is that is an incorrect cheshbon. Because when we say mitzvah srichas kavana, we don't mean that your kavana needs to be perfect in order to do a mitzvah. When we say mitzvah srichas kavana, what do we mean? That when you do a mitzvah, you should think about the fact that you are doing a mitzvah. That's it. As long as when someone asks you, "Hey, what are you doing?" Your answer is, "I'm serving God. God wants me to do this, therefore I'm doing it." That's enough. That's all the kavana you need for a mitzvah. For instance, there are Kabbalistic kavanos behind a variety of mitzvos that people have the shem yichuds to describe and to whatever. Let's say you don't have any of those deep kavanos. Yotze the mitzvah? Of course. L'choladeus yotze the mitzvah. Or there are tameh ha-mitzvos that you find. You open up a Mor Nevuchim, you open up a Sefer HaChinuch, and you find reasons for a variety of mitzvos. So let's say I do a mitzvah and I don't have in mind the reason behind the mitzvah. Am I yotzei the mitzvah? Of course you yotzei the mitzvah. Absolutely yotzei the mitzvah. The only exception might be, the Bach has a comment in Ilchas Sukkah, a very famous comment, The pasuk says, "The man yedu dorasechem ki besukos v'shafti es bnei Yisrael." That you sit in sukkos so that future generations will remember the sukkos that we used to sit in back in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Bach points out that the Torah is a halacha sefer. The Torah does not get involved in drush. Yet, there is a machlokas, why we sit in sukkah. Machlokas tanoim. Do we sit in sukkah as a zecher to Anani HaKavod? Or do we sit in sukkah as a zecher to sukkos mamish? The Torah paskins in that machlokas. Frek the Bach, why would you paskin in that machlokas? It's not a psak halacha. So machlokas not gadito in drush. So says the Bach, no, maybe it is a machlokas in halacha, because maybe by sukkos and sukkos alone, the inyan of kavanah for the mitzvah is not just kavanah that you're doing a mitzvah, but kavanah for the actual reason behind the mitzvah. And if we hold the man yedu dorasecha means that it's to commemorate sukkos mamish, then you need to actually commemorate sukkos mamish. And if you hold that it's anani hakavod, then you have to commemorate anani hakavod. So it's really about the reason for the mitzvah, but typically that's not what it's about. See, he wanted to get me in the shirt. Typically, it's not about the reason for the mitzvah. Typically, it's only about just remembering you did the mitzvah. So this does not chapa nafkamina in mitzvah trichas kavana. You know, whether the reason is that near a kemasu, so it's a bizayin to the mitzvah, or it's just a lack of focus, a lack of absolute kavana. If you look in the lashon of the Chayyadam says, Einos mitzvahs chavilos, shelo yase beiz mitzvahs ka'achas, shema lo yuchal lihizdareiz b'shtehen. Lest you not be able to be mizdareiz b'shtehen. What does that mean? What? In here. Oh, so it sounds like Chayyadam saying even like a third idea. You mean we said that maybe it's a bizayon to the mitzvah when you do two at a time, or that it's a lack of focus, she'ilibo panoi. Chayyadam seems like he's saying that you may not get to both of them. You may miss one. You think you could do everything, you can't do everything. You're going to miss something. So don't do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Maybe, or you might just say shlo yilibo panoi, that you're not going to be able to focus properly on both of them. Now, if you look in Igros Moshe, Moshe has a fascinating tshuva. Does anyone have a chance to try to look through this tshuva a little bit? You understand it? Moshe's style is not easy. But Moshe's derech of writing is not—he does not have an easy style of writing. Part of his godless, or I guess one of the rayos to his godless—not that he needs any rayos to his godless—is that his Igros Moshe gained the popularity that it did, even though he was not the clearest writer in the world. You know, you would normally expect like a sefer that has that kind of popularity. But he's just that great. We need to know what Rav Moshe says about things. So we have to work on it. So take a look at the tshuva. Let's try to go through it together. And probably this will take us the rest of the shiur just to get through this. But let's try. Avlavar hanachol na'aniyas daiti v'yiskayim tiritzeh. Diluchara tzumua tuva b'hadei nosin noshim b'moed. Shamur b'gumar mo'ikat n'daf ches ha'moroi kamataymi. He says we have a major kash on the sugya of not getting married in a chol ha'moed. Several Amarayim and Mesechus Mekatan give reasons why we don't get married on Chol HaMoed. Yeshu Midaraisa, some of the reasons would explain Midaraisa why we don't get married. Yeshu Midarabanan, some of them would only explain Midarabanan why we wouldn't get married. Had Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, V'had V'Samachta B'Chagecha B'Chagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. So let's take two reasons, he says. The reason of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, and the reason of v'samachta b'chagecha, we darshin, yeah, on chag, you should be samech in the chag, but not b'ishtecha, that's not a time to celebrate with a wife. Shehu midaraisa. Both of those reasons sound daraisa. How do you know that the second one's daraisa? It's a pasuk. V'gam tam rabba b'rashana d'miniach simcha sarega v'osik b'simcha ishto k'dam rabaye. And that's alluded to in a slightly different lashon of Maseches Roshana as well. Okay, those are those two reasons. Those are daraisa. V'hadim mipnei atareach, v'hadim mipnei bitul peruvu, shumid rabbanan. Then the Gemara says other reasons. It's too much of a tircha to get married on Chol HaMoed. You're too busy preparing for Yantiv. You don't have time to take care of everything. Or it's going to be bitul peruvu. Why is it Bittul Peruvu? What? Why not?
You're not married.
So get married on Yantif.
You said you can't.
No, he's saying he's going through the different reasons that the Gemara gives for why you can't get married on Yantif. Right? He's going through the different reasons that the Gemara gives, and he's saying, well, the first couple of reasons are Daraisa, then you have the reason of Bittul, go grab a Gemara Moed Katan if you can. Then we have a few reasons that are not Daraisa, that are only Darabar, it's just a whole list of different reasons. Is there one over there? Moed Katan? Who's talking about Moed Katan? Oh yeah, nice. You got to this Gemara yet?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, writing in here. Okay. Very good. Yeah. The Mishnah says on Daf Chesam Beis, Einos in Noshim b'Moed, Lo Basilos Lo Almanos Lo Miyabim Mnei Simcha Hilo, because it's a Simcha. Frak the Gemara, B'chi Simcha Hilo Mayavi. Who cares that it's Simcha? Do it. We can't mix one simcha and another. We're afraid that you're going to leave aside, disregard the simcha saregel because you're going to be so caught up in your own personal simcha. They should have simcha but with the chag and not with your wife. Ula amar mipnei atoreach, that you're going to be so busy being involved with tzorach nisuin, and you're not allowed to be matriach yourself on yontif. On Chol HaMoed, you're supposed to take it easy, and getting married is not easy. There's a lot of planning that's involved, and there's a lot of work. Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha amar mipnei bittul piriya verivya. It's bittul peruvu. How's it bittul peruvu? Zakt Rashi. Wow. Says Rashi, it's going to be Bittul Peruvu. Why? Because if you're allowed to get married in Yantif, no one's ever going to get married any other time besides for Yantif. So if you're ready to get married in January, you and your Kala and your parents and your in-laws are going to get together and say, let's wait for Pesach. So that's 3 months of Bittul Peruvu for no reason other than you're just trying to save a su'uda. You're trying to make it that you'll be able to use your su'uda siyantiv for the wedding. That's Bittul Peruvu. It's an interesting concept that it uses the term Bittul Piriya Verivya over here. When is one chayiv in Peruvu? When does one become obligated in the mitzvah of Peruvu? Ah, so Danny says at 13. Whoa! even Rav Chaim Kanievsky's kids don't get married at 13. What does the Gemara say? Come on, you should know this Gemara. Ben Shemana Esrei L'Chulpa, right?
But 18, but physically a person can't be 13. So, I mean, people have, so
theoretically,
right, okay.
Earlier than 13. Physically.
Well, no, you're not chayiv mitzvahs before 13. But one could have argued, one could have made a case for 13, you could make a case for 18. You could also make a case for whenever you get married. Because if you're not yet married, you can't do peruvu. So maybe when you're not yet married, you should be punished for not getting married. And you have to look at that sugi and kedushin. Why is it ben shmona asrei l'chuba? Is it because of the satan or because of peruvu? Because of the yetzer hara or because of peruvu? It sounds from the Gemara. It's more about the yetzer hara, though. Gira bayanid to sit. No, I got my row 16. The Gemara said that really showed the yetzer hara, and it's all about the yetzer hara. The mitzvah peruvu. Okay, once you're married, you have a mitzvah peruvu. Before you're married, there's no mitzvah peruvu. Says the Gemara, might cut in daf ches bittul peruvu zok rashi. It's bittul peruvu by not getting married. One could have argued, no, it's Bittul Peruvu only if you're married and then you choose not to have children. But not getting married is not bittul peruvah. This could be an unbelievable nafkamina in halacha. Let's say you have a couple. One second. Let's say you have a couple that's pretty sure they're not ready to have children, but they want to get married anyway, even though they're not sure. That is it better for them halachically to not be married until they're ready to have children? Or is it better for them to get married? According to that Rashi, Luchara, it doesn't make a difference. You might as well get married and not have children, because you're already being mevatel peruvu by not getting married. There's no greater bittul mitzvah when you're married than there is when you're not married. It's a bittul mitzvah already. So you might as well, whether you can have children or not. You're definitely not having children while you're not married, and that itself is already bittul peruvu. One could have argued, no, that it's only bittul peruvu once you're married. And therefore, it might be better to stay single until you're ready to have kids. The argument could have been made, yeah?
But we're bringing the case of, like earlier, I pointed to the start of Peter Ravu to be, possibly be, about the actual mitzvah. But Rashi said there was a case where you made a decision, we're getting married. Like, it was nowadays, an engagement.
Right? You're suggesting case, a fourth possibility when the chiyuv is. Chiyuv is when you found the right woman. When you found the one who you know that you want to have children with, that you want to be married to.
Yeah.
So by delaying, which makes plenty of sense also.
It makes more sense, because he's saying the same meal. He's saying, if you don't want to get married, then what's always about a meal? If you have someone married, the question is, when are you going to get married? So if that decision is already made, then it went ahead, it would cause the
good. Very good. Very good. Could very well be. So says Rav Moshe now. That idea of we don't get married on Yantav because the Bittul Peruvu is clearly Midrabanan. How do you know it's Rabanan, not Taraisa? Because what is it? We don't get married on Yantav because what are we afraid? Someone who's going to be ready to get married in January, he's not going to get married. Are we going to force them not to get married in January? No, we're just afraid people will make that choice to wait till Pesach. People will make the choice if they get married, if they're ready to get married in June, to wait till Sukkot. People are going to make that choice. It's a gezeira lest people make that choice and then they're being mevatel the mitzvah. But it's clearly midrabanan.
How would anybody ever know if they're actually making the choice to push it off because it would be just once a week? How would anybody know that to push it off?
But people would do it. And therefore it's worth making a rule that you can't get married on Yantiv so that people won't do it. I mean, it doesn't matter if we can catch them doing it or not. It's irrelevant.
And maybe they wouldn't even think about doing it in June instead of on Sukkot in the first place if there wasn't that rule. Maybe they just would have set it for Sukkot.
The idea is that if you were allowed to get married on Yantif, then everyone would wait till Yantif. But now that we made a rule you're not allowed to get married on Yantif, everyone will get married when they're ready to get married. They're not going to wait till Yantif. They'll get married as soon as they can. So those people are going to have to wait till right after Yantif. For them, it'll be Bittul Peruvu, but it's a much lesser Bittul Peruvu for a few days. So says Rav Moshe, but wait a second, with all the reasons the Gemara gives for why you don't get married on Yantif, there's an obvious one. Why don't we say it's because of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos? No, good kasha. You're taking one Suda and using it for Sudas Yantif and for Sudas Nisuin.
Why is that?
Why is that any different than taking one kos and using it for Birch Samos and for Kiddush?
You do many mitzvahs on...
Oh, no, he's not saying getting married on Yantiv is the Chavilos Chavilos. Like wearing tzitzis on the same time I'm wearing tefillin is not Chavilos Chavilos. That's not a problem. The problem is taking one chavtza shel mitzvah and attaching many mitzvahs to it. Like a kos shel yayin and attaching Birch Samazon and Kiddush to it. So to take a single su'uda, that's what motivated them to want to get married on Yantiv, because they couldn't afford two su'udas. To take a single su'uda and attach a wedding and Yantiv to it, maybe that's Chavilos Chavilos. And not only is this a kasha on why doesn't the Gemara ask this, it's a kasha on what the minog was for centuries in Klal Yisrael, where the minog was everyone got married on Fridays. You know why? Because Friday night they had their Suda, and they were having Suda anyway Friday night, and they couldn't afford two Sudas in a week. So they would have the Friday night Suda. Isn't that Chavilos Chavilos? They're bundling up mitzvahs on a single Suda. Says Ramesh, V'lomi b'ayla sovr matayim m'shem rak midrabanan Shema Ulav Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Shevadayay lo lomar gam tamdein osim mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Says Ramesh, If you hold that the reason that we don't get married on Yontif is for one of these Darabanan reasons, then my kasha is a gavaldika kasha. You for sure should have said chavilos chavilos, because chavilos chavilos is a tam d'oraisa. Even if you, the reason you gave in Moed Katan is a Doraisa reason why we don't get married in Chol Moed, still it should have said Chavilos Chavilos. Just like in Mesecha Sota, the reason that the Gemara gives for not giving two sotos to drink at one time is Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, even though the Gemara has Psukim to darshan that halacha from. So it's worth mentioning Chavilos Chavilos even when you have Psukim already. Mishum shal kol panim yikagam tamzeh afshu rakis mitrabanan mishu shun nogela odvarim. Because there's an afkamina in Chavilos Chavilos, even if Chavilos Chavilos is only a din drabanan, which we'll discuss later, whether it's d'oraisa or drabanan. And you have other reasons, mi d'oraisa, for the din that you want to say. I'm not getting married in Chol Moed, or I'm not being mashkish te sotos. It's still kedai to mention Chavilos Chavilos. Because Chavilos Chavilos adds a new dimension to the issue. V'im keno chenami, o ilo laski gam tamzav, shi gam kray lesu mi d'oraisa. Next paragraph. There's room to say, there is no violation of Chavilus Chavilus when you get married in Chol Moed. Why? Why can't you do Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus? Why? Because it looks like a burden. Is that really a concern if you get married in Chol Moed? What's going to look like a burden exactly? Your wedding? Unlikely that your wedding is going to look like a burden to you. Have you seen a chassan and kala in a healthy relationship on their wedding day? Typically they're happy. Very happy. It's unlikely that a wedding is going to feel like a burden. Yontif. Everyone looks forward to Yontif. Unlikely that's going to feel like a burden. And that's why Tosus Moed Katan, when he talks about how you don't get married in Chol Moed and says Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha probably relates to Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, gives a different explanation of Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Why does Tosus Moed Katan forget about the idea that it's a burden and bring up this new idea, Shalo Yei Liba Panu, that you're not going to be focused enough? You know why? Because it's not going to be a burden. Getting married's never a burden. The whole concern is Shalo Yei Liba Panu. But says Rav Moshe, if we only had the Shalo Yehelibo Panoi reason, that would not have been enough of a reason to make a rule called Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Meaning, we have two reasons for Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Bizoi Mitzvah and Libo Panoi, Kavana of the Mitzvah. The Kavana reason alone would not have sufficed. Yeah. So what he's saying is that a wedding will never look to others like you're burdened by it.
Even though they themselves will agree that they're making this sukkah later on, to the bond. Either way, it's still, it was monetary, it's still happening.
Apparently.
They are doing it because...
That's what he's arguing. That's what he's saying. I could hear the argument the other way. Now why does Tosos in Mesecha Sota, which is where he really wants to talk about Chavilos Chavilos, see in Moed Katan when Tosos mentioned Chavilos it was as a mashal. How are you going to understand? You understand a similar construct. In Mesecha Sota he was actually talking about Chavilos Chavilos. And which reason did he give? That it's a bizayon. Because that's the real reason, says Rav Moshe. He brings in a third sugya, in Brachos Daf Mem Tes, Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim, Brachos Man, you remember what Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim is about? Yeah, no, what is it?
You look it over, she's a child, but he's shy.
The what? In the same bracha, to have two themes conclude the same bracha. So he said, why? Don't try to knock them both off at one shot. Which one is that? Is that Bizoy? Or is that Shloye Libopanu? So he says, Ein shaykh tam dinira like hamasoi. It's not going to be that it appears like a burden. Dein shaykh ze elabim yase shteya mitzvos bechalofe. Shloya kamasoi is, I have to do two of them anyway. So if I'm going to do two anyway, when I do them at one shot, then it looks like it's a burden. But if I don't have to do two anyway, I'm doing one, and it's just a question of what I'm going to mention in this one bracha. You don't have the svara shloya kamasoi, but you know what you might have? The svara that you're not focused on a single theme because you're clouding it up with a discussion of another theme. What I wanted to draw out of this Rav Moshe is that he points out the two Tosfosim, and he understands that they're saying two different reasons. And he tells us that Tosos that on the sugya of Chavilos, Chavilos and Sota is giving us the real primary reason for Chavilos, Chavilos, and that is the Bizayon, that Nira Kamasu. Tosos in Moed Katan is giving a secondary reason, Shelo Yehe Liba Panoi, in Einos Mitzvos Chavilos, Chavilos. Next time, I would like to go through what Rav Yosef Engel has to say about this in Beis HaOtzar. And then work from there on the Rabbana Dorais and just again continue to plow through this sugya. Let's stop here and daven mincha.
Let's go.